thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports this week. And a pleasure to be joined by an entrepreneur, someone has worked hard in the golf world, and happens to be a native of Augusta, Georgia. And we were just talking about Augusta National, and Edgar Evans is joining me today. He's got a new project out, a new product, and we're going to talk about that and some other things in the world of golf. And Edgar, thanks for coming on today.
Of course, Rick. Of course, man. I'm so fired up. I can't thank you enough for having me. Excited for our chat.
And Michael Jordan has the Air Jordans, and you have the Edgar Ones. So it's not an easy space, the golf shoe space, the shoe space of any type, as you know. Kind of give my listeners a little background on the Edgar Ones and what you're trying to do.
Of course. It's funny you say Michael Jordan. I mean, he really inspired me growing up, you know, being a player of his time and having his own signature shoe. And, you know, when I was growing up, you know, I had dreams of being the next Tiger Woods and having my own signature shoe. And so, I've been an entrepreneur, you know, my whole life. And over the last couple of years, you know, I started to think, what was next. I have a golf television show here in Atlanta. And, you know, I just trying to think of things that I could co-market with the show and keep a little notebook of ideas and thoughts. And the idea of my own signature golf shoes kept reappearing. And I was like, you know what? I think it's time to act on this. It's something that I wanted to do for years. And, it's just kind of putting actions behind some of my childhood dreams and thoughts. So I just went with it, and here we are.
So give me a little description, your elevator pitch on the Edgar Ones.
Yeah, so, you know, the overwhelming majority of golf shoes, we buy just for function. We buy just to have something to hit on the driving range with or to go play golf with. But this is, in my opinion, the only, you know, signature golf shoe that actually has a story behind it. You know, and it's my story. It's the story of a kid who, you know, grew up in the first tee program in Augusta, who couldn't afford, you know, equipment or lessons, but just had a tremendous love for the game and just would not give up and would not take no for an answer. And, that same kid, you know, putting actions behind his dreams and continually not taking no for an answer, you know. And so, you know, a portion of the profits from the Edgar Ones will go to a not-for-profit called 13 Golf Clubs, which provides brand new golf equipment and lessons to the underserved youth. And, you know, I was that kid. And, I think it's so important that, you know, a kid who really loves the game and wants to use it either to turn pro or to use it in business or to connect with other people, that they have the, you know, resources available to do so. So, you know, these shoes are deeper than just something that you wear on your feet. You know, they definitely have a lot of meaning and a big story behind them as well.
Yeah, great story. And we're with Edgar Evans, self-taught, learned the game by watching the Golf Channel, reading Golf Digest and other books. And he earned a golf scholarship to Southern U. And today Edgar's a golf instructor, host of the Saturday Foursome television show in Atlanta. And Edgar, for you, it's about giving back to the sport that that you love. And when somebody says golf's too expensive, I can't play, what do you say to them?
Well, a couple of things. There's some great ways to kind of get your start. So, you know, if you think it's kind of expensive, I say the first thing is, you know, you don't have to buy a full set of clubs. You know, you can go on eBay or go to your local PGA superstores and just get a 7-iron, a wedge, and a driver. And then you go to your local driving range and spend $10 and get some balls and just start hitting balls. You know, I think today it's a relatively lower barrier of entry if you just want to get started. And then, you know, once you see, okay, hey, I really like this. This is, you know, this eases my anxiety, or this gives, you know, me and my buddies, you know, time to hang out and get away. And once you figure out, you know, okay, that's something you want to do, then you can go ahead and start piecing a set together. If you have a kid that wants to get into the game of golf, there's so many tremendous programs out there, like the First Tee. You know, that's a program I grew up in, and it gave me an opportunity to play golf for a dollar and hit balls for a quarter. So there's a lot more opportunity out there. And then, you know, we have a lot of things now, like Topgolf, which is great. And also the PGA has a program called Get Golf Ready, where you can spend $100 and you get five group lessons, you know, with other beginners as well. So there's a lot of programs and opportunities out there now. And so, you know, one of my jobs is something I want to take upon myself is to really spread that, you know, and to show people, you know, how great a game it is and how accessible it is and how it's for everybody, not just what we may have historically seen.
Yeah, you've been able to witness firsthand during the pandemic, golf increasing in popularity, and that includes minorities. And, you know, how encouraged are you by that? And how surprised were you that it took like a worldwide pandemic for a lot of people to discover that golf can be played safely and by really anybody?
You know, everything with the pandemic was so surprising. I'll be honest, Rick, I still can't believe all of this has happened. But, you know, you think about being outside, fresh air. I mean, you know, the golf was just perfectly suited to take advantage of that. And I'm so glad we have so many more people. You know, something I see all the time is, you know, because of people's perception of golf, you know, they don't even try it. And I think with the pandemic and the infusion of all the new people coming in, I mean, it just really gives an opportunity for people to be exposed to it. And I think once we can expose more people to the game, we'll grow the game and it'll continue to explode and people will stay with it. I think golf not only had a spike, but it's going to stay where it's at and continue to grow as people, you know, see the benefits and that, you know, the game has.
Yeah, really a sport of a lifetime, as you know, and we're with Edgar Evans, his new shoe, the Edgar Ones. We'll put all the links in the show notes. And is the only place the shoes are going to be available, Edgar, is online?
Yeah, so my website, EdgarEvansJr.com, you can go on there and purchase them. So we're doing a pre-sale. So basically now until this coming Sunday, people can go on my website, purchase the shoes, and then after the pre-sale is over, the following Monday, I'll place the order with my manufacturer and we'll get everybody the shoes as soon as we can. One thing that people are going to get with the shoes, which is an added value, is you'll get a 35-minute golf lesson included with your purchase. And it's tailored towards beginners and intermediate players. And I go through every part of the game from putting, chipping, sand play, irons, your driver, the whole thing. So I'm really excited about that. That's something that's never been done. Just go to my website and you can get the shoes right now.
Yeah, EdgarEvansJr.com. And a great website, and learn a little bit about what Edgar's doing and how he's giving back. And how inspired are you, Edgar, by some of the minorities on the PGA Tour doing so well? Harold Varner, just a great guy to follow and just a great guy in general. I know you know some of these guys. It's got to make you feel good and hopefully inspiring that next generation.
Most definitely. I mean, I think for any kid, you know, to be able to see someone who looks like you doing well, you know, it really thinks, okay, well, I can do this. And I think that, you know, transcends for anything across our society. So I'm really excited and fired up. And there's so many golfers, you know, kind of on mini tours, minority golfers on mini tours that are coming up through the ranks, that are getting the experience. And, you know, a lot of it's because of the support, you know, and the money to be able to, you know, dedicate your time, you know, to this craft. So I'm really fired up and excited. And, you know, I hope in a couple of years I can be out there with them as well. You know, lucky enough, golf isn't a sport where you have to be in your early 20s to be a professional. And I think with my show and my shoes, it'll give me an opportunity to really work hard on my game and take it to the next level. So I'm fired up for that as well.
It's not too late for you, Edgar. I've heard you're pretty long off the tee. So I'm expecting big things from you.
I like that. Hold me to it, man. Hold me to it. You know, I, you know, I definitely do a lot of speed training and try to stay working on my game. You know, I think golf, just like anything else in life, you know, it's a lot about confidence and self-belief. And so, you know, that's something that I've always tried to be really big on, even, you know, when the going gets tough. And, you know, when it comes back to these shoes, you know, it's definitely a big risk, you know, finding a designer, finding a manufacturer, you know, doing the marketing, things of that nature. It was a big risk, but I believed in myself and that this could be something special, and I still believe that. And from the feedback I've been getting from people, the encouragement that I'm getting from people to keep going, and how great it is to see someone like me do this type of thing, I'm so inspired and so encouraged. And I'm, you know, I have no doubt that, you know, this shoe and in the future is going to be a huge success. You know, I want to have the Egger 2s and the Egger 4s and the Egger 10s. You know, I want to keep this going and really show people, you know, when you put your mind to something, that you can do anything. You don't have to wait for a shoe company to give you a deal. You don't have to wait for someone to give you a promotion. You know, if you have an idea, write down your plan, learn from others, learn from your mistakes, and keep going, and things will work in your favor.
I'll be able to say I knew you when, Edgar.
hey, man, we're still gonna, you'll still know me, even in the future. You'll still know me. We definitely got to play soon.
We'll tee it up soon. I need some help with my putting, so.
Oh, that's easy. That's the easiest part of the game.
I know. I appreciate it. Thanks to Edgar for coming on. Edgar, I will put all the links in the show notes. Happy to have you on anytime you want to promote something, and look forward to seeing you soon.
I appreciate it, Rick. Thanks so much. One last thing. I saw that one of your favorite restaurants is Henry's in Acworth. We got to go have supper there one time. It's springtime, crawfish season, so we got to make that happen.
Henry's is the best. I know Henry personally, so we'll get treated really well. Henry's not a golfer, so we can't tease him about that, but other things.
Well, sounds good, Rick. Thank you so much. And thank you to everybody going to EggerEvansJr.com and getting the Egger 1s. I truly appreciate the support.
See you soon, Edgar.
All right. See ya. Bye-bye.